Taking Lottie Home by Terry Kay. Copyright 2000 by Terry Kay. Read by Buck Scherner. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For Tommy, who has endured the moods that make the words. Taking Lottie Home. 1. I cannot say as fact this is what happened or how it happened, yet it is, I believe, fairly close to the truth. Truth being what it is, a piecemeal kind of thing best told with enough stretch in it to fit more than one certainty. Some of it was revealed straight to me in the straight kind of way that you trust without the slightest thought of doubt. Some of it was hearsay from so many voices and so many tellings, it was like an echo that is far off and mystic. Some of it was taken from a journal, written in the thin, cursive strokes of a young woman who was in love, and from letters tied in a stack by a green ribbon, then tucked away in the corner of a trunk, to become dry and brittle over dry and brittle years. Some of it, most of it, to be honest, is nothing more than my imagination playing fancy with could-have-beens. I know this. It is important to put it all together to discover the things, good and hurtful, that have had me on a search for much of my life, like an old and addled prospector following a bogus map in his hunt for gold, gold so pure that the touch of a pickaxe could cause it to seep from the earth like honey. Some things sound so good it is impossible not believing in them. Gold flowing like honey. Home. I've chosen to begin in 1904 with the dream-ending sorrow of two men who are as embedded in me as bone marrow, one through his blood, one by his presence. It is the most likely place I know.